Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安归于各弟兄姐妹。
This morning, the topic for our sermon is "Gone up into the gaps and hedge up for the house."
我们今早的主题是阻挡破口，重修墙。
Let's all turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13.
让我翻开以西结书第十三章
，verse 5，
第五节。
Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 5.
第十三章第五节。没有上去阻挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修墙垣，使他们当耶和华的日子在镇上站立得住。
This is the message of the prophet Ezekiel to the people.
那这是以西结先知给他人民的讯息。
So the topic of this sermon comes from this verse.
那这个今早的主题是从这一节章经节来的。
The prophet tells us everyone should gone up to the gaps and hedge up for the house.
那先知告诉我们要阻挡破口，重修墙垣。
What is a gap or a breach in the wall?
那墙的破口是什么
？It's just like a big hole among a very strong wall.
那就是代表墙面上有一个破口，有个洞。
Like、this picture can show you that, yeah, even though the wall is made of stone and very thick, but with a big hole there, the wall basically is nothing.
那虽然墙是用石头，然后建造的非常，强壮，但是有了破口，它其实什么都不是。
The enemies, the thieves, they can come anytime to do whatever they want.
那不管是敌人或小偷，他们都可以从这破口进来。
So small breach will make your whole structure useless, and all the effort will be wasted.
那小小的破口呢，就会把你当初所有的努力呢，都付之一炬。
Just like recently the pandemic, the COVID-19.
就像现在的疫情一般。
In the early days, Canada didn't take it seriously. We think the risk is very low. We didn't close our airport. We didn't block a traveler. And then when people come with virus, just like come a few of them, wow, and the whole country become full of pandemic.
就像当初加拿大没有认真对待这疫情，他认为风险非常低，还有没有把机场关起来让旅客继续旅游，所以就这样造成一个两个就造成了大的破口。
And even for our personal hygiene, if you didn't wear mask and you're exposed to virus, and a little breach of the virus can come in and then make your whole body sick.
就像个人卫生一般，如果你没有戴口罩的话，你让病毒入侵，你就会生病。
So we have to stop at the breach, and we have to repair the wall.
所以我们必须在破口的时候就把那些阻挡下来。
Not only in the pandemic, but also in our faith, we have to think about when we read the book of Ezekiel, how do we repair the breach and we patch up the wall and to repair the house.
那不只是疫情啊，我们信仰也是一样，我们要学着如何来修复这破口。
Now, this morning I'd like to share three points.
那今早呢，我想和各位分享三点。
The first point.
第一点。
We have to hedge up the gap or the breach in terms of teachings.
那我们在道理上呢，要阻挡它的破口。
Let's read the same chapter, chapter 13, verse 1 to 3.
让我们再看第十三节一三章一到三节。耶和华的话临到我说：“人子啊，你要说预言攻击以色列中说预言的先知，对那些本己心发预言的说：你们当听耶和华的话。主耶和华如此说：愚顽的先知有祸了，他们随从自己的心意，却一无所见。”
Here.How the prophet Ezekiel described the false prophet.
我们这里看到，以西结如何形容假先知。
Actually, why the whole country is in such a chaos and in a corrupt state?
为什么整个国家都是一片混乱
？Especially when they worship idols and commit sin against God.
尤其是他们拜偶像，对神犯罪。
Yes, you can blame the people for sure.
当然，你可以怪罪于人民。
But God blamed one group of people.
但是神呢，怪罪于其中一群人。
God blamed those so-called prophets or false prophets of wrong teachers.
那神是怪罪于那些假先知。
Wow, why did God blame them?
为什么啊？神怪罪于他
？Because they are the breach, they are the gap that make the whole country fall.
因为那些假先知就是墙的破口，他让整个国家陷于混乱。
We know as a prophet, you're supposed to only speak whatever the Lord tells you.
那你身为先知的话，你只能讲神所告诉你的。
If the Lord didn't tell you, you shouldn't speak anything.
如果神没有告诉你任何事，你不就不应该说任何的话
？And if the Lord wants you to talk, and then you have to talk.
如果神要你讲的话，你就要讲。
And then you cannot add anything or you cannot subtract anything.
你不能添加减少任何神的话语。
However, at the time, the prophets actually they are not doing the job.
但是那时候先知却没有做到他们做该做的工作。
Yeah, they speak, but verse 2 tell us they speak whatever their hearts desire.
虽然他们有预言，但是他们只是随心所欲的讲。
For example, if they see the people want to hear nice things.
如果他们知道人民想要听好的事情
，They don't want to be rebuked. They want to be told that, oh, you're nice, you're good.
所以先知就不会骂他们，只会说他们的好话。
And then the people will give them food, give them money.
那些人民呢，就会给他们食物还有钱。
But actually, the Lord wanted them to rebuke the people, but they didn't say it.
虽然神要他们来责备那些人民，但是那些先知却没有跟人民讲。
Or they just saying something that the Lord didn't tell them.
他们却跟人民说神没有告诉他们的话。
And verse 3 is that they are stubborn prophets, they are stubborn seers.
那在第三节，提到说那些是愚顽的先知。
Even God warned them, but they don't want to change.
虽然神想要他们改变，他们却不改变。
Now this is the problem.
所以这是问题所在。
The problem always comes from the top.
那问题呢，总是从上而来。
If the one have the message from God didn't say it, and the whole direction gone wrong.
那如果从神的讯息没有被预言的话，那整个方向都错了。
Let's turn to verse 9, same chapter 9 and 10.
那我们再看同一章的第九节。第九节，我的手臂攻击那见虚假异象、用谎诈。占卜的先知，他们必不列在我百姓的会中，不入在以色列家的册上，也不进入以色列地。你们就知道我是主耶和华。因为他们诱惑我的百姓说平安，其实没有平安。就像有人立起墙壁，他们倒用未泡透的灰抹上。
Now here the prophet did another thing.
在这里呢，这些先知又做了一些事情。
While the people are sinning against God, but the prophet say it is okay, everything is going to be normal, everything will be peace, peace, but it's no peace.
那虽然人民得罪神，但是那些先知却跟那些人民讲说一切都没有事。
So these prophets become false prophets because they are deceived.
那些先知因此就变成是假先知。他们欺骗人。
Just like if you are wounded, right? If you have a bruise, if you have a cut, you're supposed to deal with the cut, like cleanse it and then put added medicine or put a bandage on it.
那就像你受伤被割伤了的话，你应该要清理那伤口，放药在上面。
That's what the doctor or nurse supposed to do, right?
这是医生护士所该做的事。
But if you are injured, you go to the doctor or nurse. They say, "Oh, nothing wrong. Just cover it. You don't see it. No problem."
那如果你去看医生护士，他却跟你讲说，哦，这没有什么事，只要盖起来就好了。
And that is exactly where the bigger problem is.
那这其实呢，就是大的问题所在。
So the next slide tells us, actually, the workers or the false prophets actually are the problem.
所以是告诉我们，假先知其实就是那问题的所在。
They are the breach. They are the gap in the church, or at the time, they are the gap in the temple.
那它其实就是当时。圣殿的破口。
So today is the same thing. The breach comes with the workers. The poor cow. The breach comes from the workers of God.
现今的话，破口就是从人的工人所来。
Members are usually innocent. They don't know much. But if the worker lead the preach the wrong teachings and confuse the members, and that become a big gap in the whole church.
通常我们的成员是无辜的。如果工人他是讲没有神没有讲的话，就会造成破口。
Just like Jesus said, you know, false teacher, just like the wolf in sheep's skin.
那就像耶稣所讲的，假先知就像披着羊毛的狼。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
让我翻开马太福音第七章十五节。第七章十五节，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Wow, Jesus already warned the members, warned the disciples, and also warned us today.
那当初耶稣已经警告他的门徒，现今也是同样的要如此警告我们。
What is the biggest danger the church is facing at the end time?
那现在末世的时候，我们教会所面临最大的危机是什么？
It's not lacking of money to buy a nice chapel.
不是，也不是因为没有钱来买教会。
And not even COVID-19, which stopped us from coming to church temporarily.
那也不是阻挡我们来教会的疫情。
However, the biggest problem comes with the false worker or the worker who are deceived by the evil spirit.
那最大的危机其实就是那些假冒为善的工人。
On the surface, they put on a sheepskin, like this picture, right? This picture really illustrates. Wow, if you look at it outside, it looks like a sheep.
那表面上呢，他们披上了羊毛，就像羊一般。
Even the sheep head is there, right? If you look from far, actually, it looks like a perfect sheep.
如果你从远处而看的话，它的羊头也在上面，它就像一只羊。
But inside, if you look deeper, actually, it's a wolf.
但是如果你仔细看的话，它其实是一头狼。
They are not coming to help the church, but they are destroying the church.
他们不是来帮助教会，而是来摧毁教会。
They are not helping members, but they are destroying members' faith.
他们不是来帮助我们的成员，而是来摧毁我们的信仰。
They are not working according to the will of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们不是来根据主耶稣的话来工作的。
Paul also warned this to us.
保罗也是如此的警告我们。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 3.
提摩太前书第六章第三节。
First Timothy 6:3.
提摩太前书第六章第三节，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理。
Okay, here Paul already said, at the end time, some worker will be deceived and they preach another gospel or change the teaching.
那保罗在这里说到，在末世的时候呢，就会有工人来传异教。
And then they are confusing and destroying the members' faith, just like at that time the false prophet destroying the people of Israel.
就他们会来混淆，然后摧毁我们的信仰。
So we have to be very careful about this breach.
所以我们这种异教要非常的小心。
Recently, IA, the International Assembly, sent an official document to all the GA, all the churches.
那我们国际联总呢，最近传了一份公文给我们。
The content is talk about of something very serious.
里面讲述一件非常严重的事情。
There is a breakaway group from Shanghai, China, our church. They break away. They don't follow the church.Instruction, they don't agree, and they break away.
那在上海呢，有一支教会呢，它已经离我们远去。
有一群分离分子。
分离分子。
Yeah, and they break away from our church.
那他从我们教会分离出。
And their teaching also a little bit different than our traditional 10 basic belief, 5 basic doctrine.
那他们所教导的与我们所传的。
Not the same, not exactly the same.
我们所传的不是非常的吻合。
But they don't want to repent, they don't want to change.
但是他们不愿意悔改，也不愿意改变。
Now, they go everywhere to preach.
那他们就到处传教。
And recently they go to East Africa.
那最近呢，他们到了东非。
And then they use our name, True Jesus Church.
他们却用我们的名字真耶稣教会。
Go to the place where our church is already established.
到我们在我们自己真耶稣教会所建立的地方。
Tell our member there, you know, don't follow IA, don't follow AM's Africa mission, right? Follow us, you know, we are the true one.
跟那边的成员讲说，不要跟从国际联总，跟着我们。
And then they attack IA.
他们反而来攻击国际联总。
And then they say there's no need organization whatsoever.
那他却跟那边成员讲说，我们不需要任何的组织。
Wow, and then do this to confuse the churches there.
他们做的这些事情是在混淆那边的教会。
They use the name True Jesus Church.
他们用我们的名字真耶稣教会。
But they do not follow the same body.
但是呢，他们却不是有相同的身体。
They even open a few Facebook pages. So do not be deceived. If you see in the Facebook, some people use the name TJC, doesn't mean they are the authentic TJC.
他们也开了脸书的页面，所以我们要当心，即便是打了我的名字，并不代表我们。
Some even do fundraising privately, tell members to contribute for their African mission.
那有些那个有些那些人呢，还故意假借我的名来募款。
So the IA make this official letter to everyone, all the local churches in GA. Be very careful of those groups.
所以国际联总就发出了公文，要我们非常当心那些人。
Even Canada in East Coast in Toronto, some members are there like this.
即便是在加拿大的东岸，有些人都已经变成那样子。
But mainly they're from Shanghai. This group is from Shanghai.
但是最主要的是那些从他们最主要的成员是从上海来的。
So do not be deceived.
所以我们不要被那些分离分子所欺骗。
At that time in the book of Ezekiel, you know, God rebuked this false worker who's causing the problem.
所以当时在以西结的时代，神就来责骂那些假先知。
When the end times is approaching, we'll see more and more of these things coming on.
当末世来到的时候，我们会发现这些事情越来越平常。
Some workers will preach different things.
有些工人会传讲不同的事情。
Now, how do we stop this preach?
我们该如何阻挡他们的异教
？Let's turn to 堵住这个破口。
破口。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8.
让我们翻开提摩太前书
三 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8
提摩太前书三章八节做执事的也是如此必须端庄不一口两舌不好喝酒不贪不义之财要存清洁的良心固守真理真道的奥秘
Now here Paul lay out the requirement of a deacon
那保罗在这里道出作为执事该遵守的。
Okay, now when we think about deacon, we always remember saying, "Oh, deacon is the one who serves, right? Serve the church."
那当我们说到执事的时候呢，我们通常会说执事是来服侍教会的。
Some even say, right, deacon, you should do the administration or serving the table, just like the Bible say.
那我们也常说，执事是用来帮忙传道，帮忙来服务大家，
管理饭食啊，
管理饭食。
They quoted all the seven.Deacons elected in the Acts chapter Acts of Apostles saying that oh they should do the administration.
那在
他们说这些执事是管行政的。
哦，那些执事管行政的。
But actually, if you look at what Paul said, it's not like this.
那如果你看看保罗说的，他们其实不是这样子。
The whole church, who is the one who guarding the truth? Who is the one who trying to stop every breach if they appear?
那在教会呢？谁是来保守我们的真理？谁是来来修补我们的破口
yeah, ？If there's someone try to dig in the hole to steal the sheep, who is the one stopping them？
那如果有人来挖洞来偷羊的话，是谁来要该阻挡他们
？The ministers, the ministers to stop the breach。
那这做执事的就应该来阻挡的破口。
They're supposed to be upholding the mystery of the truth。
那他们是应该高举那道理的奥妙。
So it's very important. We have somebody to safeguard the church.
那所以这是非常重要的。我们需要有人来保守着教会。
To stop this breach, especially if you are deacons, your elders, you know, you are the ministers. This is your job.
那所以你是执事你是长老的话，你就应该来做这些事情。
We should not allow the church to be breached into or cause chaos.
那我们不应该让教会来发生有破口的事情。
And of course, sometimes people have different thinking, right? Oh, I think I have a new interpretation of certain Bible verses or thinking. Yeah, it is okay, but you don't do it yourself, or you don't just make it known to other people immediately.
那虽然我们很多时候都会有不同的想法，对于圣经的章节会有不同的解释，但是我们不应该自己来做这些事情。
Next page says there's in the IA there's a true research committee.
那在国际联总呢，有一个叫做真理研究会。
Any question any different idea, you bring it there to discuss and see how God guide everybody to whether to come to a consensus or not.
那如果你任何的问题会有任何不同的想法的话，你可以把你这些带到真理研究会。
So our church will be united in faith. We're not talking about different things.
啊，这样子的话，我们教会才会真理合一。
Now, but those who are the one who are the gap was causing problem, Ezekiel warned them, you have to repent, otherwise God will judge you.
那些造成破口的人呢，就要学的能够忏悔。
要悔改。Otherwise, God will judge.
那这样的话，如果不然的话，就不要来教会。
神会审判。
啊，神会审判。
The second breach is the breach of thoughts or thinking.
那第二个破口呢，就是思想的破口。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
让我翻开罗马书。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书第五章。
Verse 12.
第十二节
Romans 5 verse 12
罗马书第五章十二节这就是如罪从一人入了世界死又是从罪来的于是死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪
Now here's that Why did the world What does the world end up like today Full of sin Full of trouble and death
那我们世界是什么样子呢？就是充满了罪恶。
And it was not like that when God created the world.
但是当初神刚开始创造了世界的时候，并不是这样。
It was perfect. It was good.
那时候是非常的完美良好。
But there was through one person. That one person became the bridge that sin came through the whole world.
但是呢，透过一个人，他是成为破口，所以罪就来到了世界。
And of course, we know.That person was Adam and Eve. Eve first, committed sin first, right? And then Adam, and then the sin go to the well.
那我们知道那些人就是亚当夏娃，那当然是夏娃先犯了罪。
So sin is always the breach.
罪呢，永远就是破口。
But how did the person come to commit sin?
那人呢，是怎么开始犯罪
？This means how did the devil try to convince him or her?
所以我们该如何来
？How did the devil convince the person to commit sin?
所以
魔鬼
是如何来说服他犯罪的呢
？That means the devil has to try to find a breach of the thinking of Eve and Adam, and try to persuade them to commit sin.
所以魔鬼就要先知道他们的想法，然后来说服他们来犯罪。
So the next slide tells us actually the breach of sin actually come from the breach of the heart and your thinking.
这里看到说，罪的破口就是从思想的破口而来。
If you don't have thinking, if you don't have a gap in your thinking, it's not easy for you to do the things that's not right.
如果你思想当中没有破口的话，你就会不容易犯罪。
So how did the devil persuade or convince Adam and Eve to commit sin?
那魔鬼是如何来说服亚当夏娃来犯罪
？You know, the next line tells us that oftentimes we always.Try to, you know, being affected by the devil, we deceive ourselves.
那很多时候我们被魔鬼影响，是因为我们总是在欺骗自己。
Now let's look at all these statements before even going back to the Bible. Do we say this to ourselves?
让我们看看上面这些话语，我们会对自己说这些话吗
？Right? Do you tell yourself it shouldn't be a big deal if I do this?
你会跟自己讲这没什么问题。
Or you may tell yourself, well, God won't blame me.
你会跟自己讲，神是不会怪我的。
Or just, I just go to take a look. I'm not going to do anything.
哦，我只想看一看而已，我不会做任何事。
I can control myself. You know, I won't sin.
我可以控制自己，我是不会犯罪。
Or you tell yourself, you know, if I do this, if I have this, if I touch this, if I eat this, I'll feel good.
你会跟自己讲说，如果我看这个，我碰这个，我吃这个，我会觉得良好，感觉
好。All these statements actually sometimes go into our brain, our mind.This voice is not from God.
那这些话语呢，有时候会进到我们的心里。那这些不是从神而来。
This thinking is from the devil.
这思想是从魔鬼而来。
And he's deceiving you. He tried to find a breach. If you believe in one of these statements, when you're facing temptation, then they find a breach into your heart and go inside.
那如果你在受诱惑的时候听进这些话的话，那等于说会造成个破口进入你的心。
Now you may think, what tricks does the devil use? So that he tried to penetrate into our mind.
那魔鬼都是用什么样的诡计来穿越你的心里呢？
And persuade you to do the things, the next slide already, that God doesn't want you to do.
来如何说服你神不想要你做的事情。
Well, devil is a very good salesperson.
那魔鬼是一个非常好的销售员。
Well, if you do sales, he will do number one.
他是如果是当销售员的话，他可能就是第一名。
Because he knows the tricks. There are two tricks that are used by him.
因为他知道两种诡计。
First, he's magnifying something.
第一呢，就是把事情放大。
And then he also diminishing something.
另外呢，就是把事情缩小。
Just like a salesperson trying to sell you something, right? He has to use the same trick.
就像销售员要卖你东西，他是会用同样的伎俩。
You have to magnify something so that you be so attracted. You have to have it today. I cannot wait. I need this, even though you didn't plan to buy it when you go off the house.
那他们会放大事情，他们会跟你讲说，你现在就需要这个，即便是你现在可能不需要。
And then the salesperson will diminish the cost, the long-term cost, or the price, the real price that you are paying.
那销售人员也会跟你缩小那个所要花的价位。
He will not let you know what other different competition offer in the market, right?
他们也不会让你知道其他的竞争对手提供些什么。
Let's see what devil try to magnify.
那我们来看魔鬼是如何来呈现的。
Devil always try to magnify the things that you don't have.
那魔鬼总是来放大你所没有的东西。
He just like a big magnifying glass to let you see that wow, I really need this.
那他像一副放大镜一样，让你看，让你知道说哦，你是需要这个。
Now let's look at what the real trick is of the devil from the statement. Next slide.
那我们再看下一章，看他的伎俩是什么。
Now when God said there's only one tree you couldn't eat.
那当神说你只有一个果树你不能吃。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
让我们翻开创世纪的第二章
Verse 16 to 17
16节到17节
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17
创世纪的第二章16节17节耶和华神吩咐他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃
Verse 17
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子必定死
Now this is what God said Only one tree you're not allowed to eat Which is the fruit of knowledge of good and evil
那神是如此说的只有一种果子你不能吃就是善恶树上的果子
right. It seems fine, right? Just one tree you couldn't eat You can eat every other tree
那听起来没什么嘛因为你其他都可以吃只有一种不能吃
But now the salesman comes You know, the trick, the deceiver come. What did he tell Eve?
但是呢，现在销售员来了，他如何跟夏娃说
？First one, chapter three, verse one.
那第三章的第一节说到，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说。神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
How he magnified, how he changed God's word.
你看他是如何放大改变神的话语。
God said only one tree you cannot eat, but the serpent said, you know, isn't God said all the tree you couldn't eat?
那神不是说只有一个果子不能吃吗？但是呢，那个蛇却说。神是不许你吃园中所有的果子吗
？Wow, suddenly you feel that you have nothing. You are so poor, right?
那当他一说的话，你可能觉得就是你可能什么都不是，感觉非常贫困。
You'll be dying of hunger.
你可能会觉得说你会如此饿死。
And you start to question about God's love.
那你会开始怀疑神对你的爱。
Wow, look at me. I don't have much.
看看我其实是一无所有。
Other people are richer than me.
其他人比我更富有。
Other people are more successful.
其他人比我更为成功。
Look at God, what did He give me? I don't even like this.
看看神，他到底给我什么？我其实这都不喜欢。
Wow, He tell you, you need this. You need this now. You cannot wait.
那个蛇跟你讲说，你现在就需要，你不能再等了。
Wow, you look at this forbidden fruit. You look at this fruit of knowledge of evil. This is for you, and you need it now.
那你看这个善恶。树上的果子，你需要现在就吃。
Yeah, isn't this the trick of the devil today?
那这是不是今现今魔鬼的伎俩呢？
He always tell you you need something more.
他总是告诉你你需要更多的。
You're not happy with your wife, you're not happy with your husband.
你对你的太太对你的先生不满意。
You're not happy with your job, you're not happy with your bank account.
你对你的工作你对你的银行账户不满意。
If God loved me, why didn't he give me more?
如果神爱我的话他为什么不给我更多呢？
And then you start to doubt about God's love.
那这样子的话，你就开始怀疑神对你的爱。
So you magnify your need, and then you're about to, your heart is going to draw to doing this.
那他会放大你的需求，然后你的心就会被拉回来。
Now let's look at what he tried to diminish.
那我们再看看呢，魔鬼是该如何缩小事情。
It is doing the trick that is diminishing the seriousness of the consequences of sinning.
那这个就是讲到缩小问题的严重性，缩小犯罪的严重性。
这个 Deuteronomy 6:17 said, if you eat this forbidden fruit, you will surely die. 100%, you will die.
那在这个创世纪第二章16-17节说到，如果你吃善恶树上的果子，你必死。
Well, but what did the devil say?
但是魔鬼却说了什么？
Chapter 3:7, he said, "Well, you will not surely die."
那在第三章第七节却说到说
，Next line already. Yeah, you will not surely die.
你吃了必不会死，
不一定是，
不一定是。
Not surely die. Well, this means there's a chance, right? It may not, something bad may not happen.
那你所做的事不一定会发生。
Just like we tell you, right? You can go speeding, right? Drive 150.Right, that means you may not encounter police. Right, you may not get caught.
就像你说，你假如要超速的话，你可能就去做，因为你想说可能你不会遇到警察。
You can do something wrong, you may not get caught.
那你做了一些错事，你可能会想说你不会被抓到。
Isn't it what we were just saying when we telling ourselves it's not a big deal, everybody is doing it?
这不就像我们刚刚所说到的啊，这其实是没什么，因为大家都在做。
Or you tell yourself, right? God will not blame you. God will not take it seriously.
你可能会想说，神不会怪罪于你，神不会认为这是太严重的事。
So that the devil using this trick to dealing with us today.
但是魔鬼却用这样的伎俩来对付我们。
He magnifies something and diminishing something. The next line.
他会放大某些事情，然后会缩小某些事情。
What did he magnify?
那他是通常是放大什么样的事？
He magnify your challenges, your difficulties.
他会来放大你所面对的困难和挑战。
Oh, so difficult. You know, there's no way I can do this.
哇，他会让你认为这是有件事是非常困难的，你没法达成。
It's so dangerous.
非常危险。
However, he magnify the way you see God's power. He let you forget God's power.
那他会
diminish God's power.
那他会缩小神的能力。
He tried to magnify the sinful pleasure, saying that, "Wow, you enjoy doing what you want to do. Do it now."
那他会放大我们心中罪孽的
在这边照读这边放大最终之乐，
放大
啊 ，and then he'll diminish the consequences of sin.
然后会缩小罪的后果。
He'll magnify your frustration, your sadness.
他会放大我们的沮丧。
And then he'll diminish your hope in Lord Jesus Christ.
那他会缩小你对神的盼望。
Well, he'll magnify your self-condemnation.
那他会放大自我定罪。
He said, "You're doomed. You have no use. You cannot go to heaven."
他会说你是没有用的，你没有办法上天国。
He will try to diminish the salvation grace of God.
那他会来缩小神的恩典。
赦罪啊。So today we should not fall into the trick of the devil.
那今天呢，我们要学的不要掉进魔鬼的伎俩。
The devil tried to use our breach in thinking, try to confuse us and try to discourage us.
那神文会造成我们思想上的破口。
How do we defend it?
我们该如何防卫自己
？Let's turn to Ephesians 6:17.
让我们翻开以弗所书
Ephesians 6:17
以弗所书的第6章17节
Ephesians 6:17
以弗所书的第六章十七节，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Wow, here the Bible said, there's one weapon you can use to defend the war of your heart and defend your thinking, not let the devil try to mess it up.
那在这里提到一个武器，我们可以用来防卫我们的心，还有我们的思想。
It's the word of God.
就是神的话语。
The devil will tell you a lot of lies through the culture, through the music, through the movie, or your friends.
那神会透过文化、透过电影、透过朋友来对我们撒谎。
But do not believe in those lies.
但你不要相信那些谎言。
If you have the word of God in your heart.
如果你心中有神的话语。
Then even the devil try to break in your thoughts, you use the word of God to defend it.
即便神要来透过破口来影响你的思想，但是你有神的话语来防卫你。
For example, when the Satan try to tempt Jesus Christ.
举个例子，就像当魔鬼撒旦来跟耶稣讲话的时候。
If you are the Son of God, turn this bread, turn this stone into bread.
如果你是神子的话，你把这石头变成面包。
It's very tempting, right? He tried to break into the thinking, right? Am I the son of God? Yes, I am. Then I should do this.
那这是非常令人诱惑的。我是人子吧？对，我是。
However, what Jesus said, the word of God. He didn't use other thing to defend it. He used the word of God.
但是耶稣是如何防卫自己？他是用神的话语。
A man should not live on bread alone, but by every word out from the mouth of God.
那神不该只是单靠食物来过活，而是靠神的话语。
So this is the sword, the living sword, the sword of the Spirit, 圣灵的宝剑。
这是圣灵的宝剑。
Which is the word of God.
那就是神的话语。
So that's why the Bible is so important.
所以圣经是如此重要。
Yes, temporarily you cannot come to the sermon, to the chapel, to service.
那暂时性的，我们还不能来到教会来聚会。
But if every day you put your word of God into your heart, you listen to more sermon and read more Bible.
但是如果每天呢，你能把神的话语放到心里，多听讲道，多读经。
I tell you, brother and sister, after this pandemic, after this lockdown, your faith will even increase because God's word, you using all the time to put God's word into your heart.
那各位弟兄姐妹，我跟你讲，在这个疫情过后呢，你的信仰会增加。
It's all up to you.
那这是其实就是看你自己。
A soldier without a sword is just like committing suicide.
那如果一个士兵没有刀的话，等于他要去自杀。
A Christian without God's word in his heart is also killing himself.
那如果一个基督徒没有神的话语的话，等于你的灵命上也是慢性自杀。
The third point.
第三点。
The breach of faith.
信心的破口。
Why a person will have all this corruption in his deeds and also the mind change?
那为什么人们会有行为上的腐败呢？
Because he has lost the faith in God.
因为呢，他可能对神已经失去信心。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 3 to 4.
翻开以西结书第14章3到4节。以西结书十四章三到四节，人子啊，这些人已将他们的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，我岂能丝毫被他们求问吗？
He said the leaders, they have already received the idols in their heart.
那这些人呢，已经把假神接到心里。
Then you may ask why they allow the false god into their heart.
那你可能会问，为什么他们会让假神进来呢？
Because they have lost faith to God in the first place.
因为呢，他们已经对神失去信心。
They don't believe that this God is watching you every single day.
他们已经不相信我们的神，他永远一直在看顾你。
They don't believe that if you practice the commandment, God will bless you.
他们也不相信神的十，如果你相信神的诫命的话，神会祝福你。
They also don't believe if you commit sin, God will punish you. They don't believe that anymore.
他们也不相信如果你犯罪的话，神会惩罚你。
So everything, the fall of faith come from losing faith in God.
这些事情的发生是因为你对神已失去信心。
Look at the next line. What did the Bible compare losing faith to?
那我们看看圣经是如何比喻失去了信心。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19.
那我们翻到提摩太前书一章十九节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 19.
提摩太前书一章十九节。常存信心和无愧的良心，有人丢弃良心，就是真道上如同船破坏了一般。
Here, Paul told Timothy, there are some workers, they are totally useless, they are gone, they are done.
那在这里保罗告诉提摩太说，有些工人是完全无用的。
Verse 20.
第二十节，其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再棒读了。
These two workers, they have damaging the church so much.
那这两位工人呢？他其实已经破坏了教会。
But why did they end up like this?
那他们为什么会变成这样子呢
？Verse 19. If you keep the faith and then you have a conscience.
在十九节提到说，如果你常存信心，就无愧良心。
But if you don't have faith, then your conscience will also be lost.
但是你没有信心的话，你就没有良心。
You know, faith and conscience come together.
信心和良心是一同的。
If you have a strong faith in God, your conscience is very sensitive, very clear. You cannot stand doing something that God doesn't like.
那如果你有信心的话，你的良心是非常敏感的，你不会做神所不喜悦的。
But if you lose the faith, you also lose your conscience.
但是如果你失去信心的话，也代表你良心也丢弃了。
You're using the religion to have a gain and also to harm people and then abuse people.
那如果你用信仰来使人受伤的话
，Wow, you're just like a shipwreck.
那你就像船翻了一般。
Now look at this picture, right? Shipwreck.
翻船
totally useless.
完全是无用的船。
But why a ship will end up like this?
为什么船会翻了
？Because they hit something and then they have a small hole. They have a hole in the body in the bottom of the ship.
因为船可能撞到了，然后造成船有个洞。
In the beginning, it's just like there's some water leaking in, right?
那一开始的话会有水渗入。
But if you don't stop it, the water coming in and in and in, even a Titanic so big will sink into the ocean.
那如果你不停止的话，水会一直进来，就像铁达尼一样。
So it all starts with something small.
那这些其实都是从小的事情开始。
When you are starting to lose your faith,
当你失去信心的时候。
Be very careful.
你就要非常当心。
If you don't do something, it will go more and more, and then it become like a shipwreck at the end.
如果你不做任何的事情的话，你可能就像帆船一般，一开始慢慢慢慢的就沉下去了。
So that's why the Bible always tells us we have to check: Do we still have faith?
就像圣经一样告诉我们，我们要常常检讨自己，我们还有这信心吗
？Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 13.
让我们再翻开哥林多后书第十三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
哥林多后书十三章的第五节。
Second Corinthians 13, verse 5.
你们总要自己审查的有信心没有？也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗
？Now, Paul tells us, examine yourself. Do you still have the faith?
保罗告诉我们，审查自己有没有信心。
If you have faith, you really want to come close to God and come to church all the time.
那如果你有信心的话，你要来接近神，来教会。
If you have strong faith, you like to serve God. You're very happy to serve God.
那如果你有强烈的信心的话，你就会很愿意来侍奉神。
If you have faith, your faith is good. You like to read God's word.
那如果你有强烈的信心的话，你的信仰就想要读神的话语。
If you are having good faith, you like to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那如果你有良好的信心的话，你就会和想弟兄姐妹一起团契。
If you have strong faith, you like to testify for other people.
那如果你有良好的信心的话，你就会为其他人来做见证。
You do all this because you have faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
你做这些事就是因为你对神有信心。
However, if you're doing those less and less and less,
但是如果相反的，你反而越做越少。
Be very careful. you may be having a shipwreck very soon.
你要当心，你可能会有船难。
So we 船破了一般。
船破了。
So we have to look at this picture in our mind. Am I ending up like this?
你要想想，我最终会不会变成这样子
？This COVID-19 is a test of our faith, brothers and sisters.
那这疫情呢，对于我们的信仰是个考验。
Because you have more time than before.
因为你手中有很多时间。
Even though you cannot come to church physically.
即便你没有办法亲自来教会。
You still have the Bible.
你手上还是有圣经。
You have your family with you.
你的家人与你同在。
You have internet. You can listen to any sermon you like.
你可以上网去看任何你想看的讲道。
And you have more time to pray than before.
你有足够的时间来祷告。
If your faith does not improve with all this time,
如果你的信心没有在这段时间来增加的话，
When can you improve?
那你什么时候可以来改善你的信仰？
Don't make an excuse for yourself.
不要为自己找借口。
Oh, I cannot come to church.
因为我没有办法来教会。
Because I cannot come to the church, my faith is growing weaker.
所以我的信仰因此而软弱。
You come to church is only a few weeks in a week.
那你来教会只是一天一星期当中几天。
But how do you live your life every single minute?
那你每分每秒是如何度过的日子
？The next slide tells us, well, how do we check that we have faith?
那下一章告诉我们，对神的信仰打折扣。
If you lacking of faith, you will not trust in God totally.
如果你没对神没有信赖的话，你是完全没有信靠。
So we have to check ourselves. Do we have this breach of faith?
所以我们要自己审查，看我们的信仰信心有没有破口。
Just like Peter when he was walking on the sea, walking toward Lord Jesus Christ.
就像彼得在海上行走，走向耶稣。
In the beginning, he was okay. He was focusing on Jesus, and then he would just walk on the wave.
他一开始是没问题的，因为他专注在神的身上。
However, when the wave came, he looked at the wave.
但是呢，当海浪来的时候，他看了海浪。
So he sank.
所以他就因此沉下。
So brother and sister, we learned the 3 points today.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们学了三点。
Do we have the breach in our life?
我们在生活方面有没有破口
？In terms of teaching, or are you a worker?
在我们的学习方面，如果你是工人的话
，Be very careful. Don't preach the wrong teaching. Don't get confused.
我们要非常的当心，不要传异教。
Secondly, do you have the breach in your thinking? Are you confused by the devil or persuaded by him?
那我们的思想上有没有破口？我们有被魔鬼所混淆
？Don't follow him seeing something magnify or follow him seeing something diminish.
不要跟随着他来看事情被放大或事情被缩小。
And thirdly, do you have a breach in faith in Lord Jesus Christ?
那再来就是我们对于我们主耶稣有没有留下任何的破口？
我们的信心有没有？
信心有留下破口
？Our faith have to be keep strong.
我们的信心要保持强烈，非常强壮。
Rise up and sing him.
让我们一起站立，唱赞美诗。
356
首。